NCAA, you know, takes away a championship like we're talking about with USC. That doesn't change the fact that they raised the Crystal Trophy and they won that game and they had a moment that, you know, that referred to them as champions. You can take that away, but it doesn't take it away.
Yeah, the fact that Reggie Bush had to give his Heisman back doesn't mean that most people aren't going to remember him as a Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
I mean, unless you're going to award it to the second place guy, there's no point in taking it away to me at that point.
Well, and at that point, who's the national champion if you vacate it?
There isn't one.
Nobody.
Which is stupid. Got an email here from Rodney Moneybag Plaque before we get Jim Harrison. Lanners and Benton sold a whopping 10,165 total units for the year.
Wow.
2013. That's how you get to be number one. 20 years running. They've been rocking it over here. So kudos to the folks at Lanners in Benton. I credit them with all their effort. Jim Harris joining us from SportingLifeArkansas.com. Jim, I'll get your prediction on the Missouri game because you've been spot on the last few games. It's been freakish how impressive you've been.
Arkansas by 5.
Okay, just like that.
All right, and your segment's done.
All right, Jim, great call. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
The top three of the top scorers in the league bringing their game to Fayetteville tonight. And it's certainly a tough matchup. It seems like those guys that score so well, though, typically do not have as much fun trying to score on the road, and certainly not against a team like Arkansas, which can create problems on the defensive end. Unfortunately for Arkansas, they can also create problems for themselves on the offensive end, but they seemingly don't do it nearly as often at Bud Walton.
Yeah, Missouri's been kind of strange, lost home to Georgia. That's not, you know, Arkansas lost at home to Florida. That's a little bit more, good loss, if you want to put
palatable.
It that way. I don't know if there is good losses. They say there are, but in the RPI ratings. But I don't know. But and then they lost to Vanderbilt. But they have the three scores. Isn't it interesting, you know, that three guys of, you know, pretty decent talent all happened to transfer to Missouri, you know, from – you know, decently successful places. I guess Ernest Ross was at Memphis, was he not? And I know the leading scorer was at Oregon, playing for our buddy Dana Altman. you know, it's just, I guess if it hadn't have been for those transfers coming in like Frank Haith was able to get, they would it would be in some serious trouble trying to rebuild. Should be interesting. I imagine Coach Haith will be on his P's and Q's at Arkansas, unlike last year at home in Columbia when he looked like he wanted to take Mike Anderson on there for a few minutes.
Yeah, I read some comments from him today. It sounded like they're just the best of buddies when they meet up at these SEC, you know, coaching.
Yeah,
and the media days
the
and anything else.
Yeah. I think. He must have been on a lot or feeling a lot of pressure or something last year. Of course, nothing's worse than what happens in his first year when they have such a great season with, all of Mike's players, but then get beat by nobody in the NCAA tournament in the first round. And then, of course, last year, I guess it was a little bit more of a struggle, although they did make the NCAA tournament. But that whole the week of that road game and then, I think Mike talking about, you know, still being family with Bowers and a couple of the other guys who were still on the team, Pressy. I guess it just got, kind of added to the pressure these coaches feel. I've seen basketball coaches, let me tell you, I mean, you see things occasionally like John Chaney trying to strangle John Calipari and things like that in public. But
unfortunately, he was unsuccessful. Yeah. He should have sent in his goon to take care of him.
I mean, I've seen coaches not in the public eye do things and you know, the pressure gets to them in such a way that they're just not even themselves. And, I mean, the public doesn't get to see it. I've been in positions where I did at different times, and I don't think we know what some of these guys are feeling, including Mike. I mean, you know, let's face it, this is a tough game, and one Arkansas probably can't afford to let get away as they try to move back up the standings.
Yeah, Arkansas, again, is in the same boat they're always in at this time of the year. Their RPI stinks, 77 right now. Missouri is absolutely playing for a chance to get to the postseason. At 15-4, their RPI is at 57 right now. Tennessee slightly ahead of them at 52 at a 12-7 record. But certainly they have, you know, they need a win like this. I mean, whether Arkansas is a good team or not, and certainly their RPI is not very good, but if they lose this game at the end of the year when they're looking at their resume, this will be probably considered as a bad loss if Arkansas doesn't get it going. For Arkansas, Jim, this could be a huge week. Yeah. You're playing, you know, a Missouri team at home, and then you go on the road. It's a winnable game at LSU. I wouldn't call it the most likely place that you're going to go win. It's not the easiest road game they have left. But certainly, if you could pull off two wins somehow this week, and it's not outside the realm of possibilities, it would be an enormous achievement and put them right back in the mix to potentially get to some kind of postseason play and maybe even the NCAA tournament.
Right, and you're catching LSU right after they play Kentucky at home, where they'll be, I don't know if they can come back off the high they're going to have playing that game. Tennessee was in the same boat. Arkansas let that one get away, catch Tennessee after having played Kentucky on the road. Yeah, I keep looking at this thing in the RPI, and Arkansas has good wins. Got good wins over SMU. It keeps kind of moving up there. What's their RPI now?
I don't know. I'm just looking. I have is a top 20, and then
16-4, and they're. I mean, that's ending up being a good win. Cal and Gonzaga were losses, but they played them. They beat Minnesota, who I think is sixth in the Big Ten, probably just out of the top 25. It's still. Justin, and I mean, we said this before the season started. They're going to probably rue the day they played the likes of High Point, Tennessee Martin, and all those teams there around Christmas that are going to hurt their RPI because those wins don't do them any good at all.
Interesting, Jim. The worst-ranked team in the RPI is Auburn at 195. And as I've said before, and I don't want to compare Arkansas to the worst team in the league, it's more fun to compare yourself to the best teams in the league, and hopefully we can get back there soon. But it could be worse. You could be 1-22 your last 23 games in SEC play.
Well, there's some – are you talking about the worst SEC team?
Yes.
Is it 195? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one of – yeah, Arkansas's two wins. Of course, Kentucky's good.
Did you see the story that after the loss?
I'm sorry.
Did you see the story that after the loss, Barbie traveled out to UMass? I guess they inducted him in the Hall of Fame out there.
Yeah.
I guarantee there are a lot of Auburn fans that were hoping he would stay there afterwards.
I was interested. I briefly remembered the story, but you know, Wally wrote the thing about, you know, Barbie's year last year was so frustrating that he tried to fire the sports information director. I mean, you know, things are so bad. Let me get rid of that guy. He's the reason my year sucks, is because all the press releases he's putting out. You know, don't tell these people we're losing all these games in a row, I guess.
Yeah,
I thought that was a real interesting note.
Well, when you lose that many games in a row, you want people around you that will find ways to massage it from a public standpoint. They lost, but they did have a great run, and they got it down to 2 with 3 minutes to go and just couldn't close. I mean, they want you to tell the story in a little different way than maybe is realistic. But.
You mean like some of those write-ups from the UA women?
Sorry. That's a whole other issue.
Hey, we led by 10.
I know, and I saw
Arkansas
that.
Arkansas led by 10, but unfortunately at the end of the game they were not ahead.
They were they lost by 10, unfortunately.
Yeah, but they did lead by 10 at one time.
What's going on there? I mean, we're not going to spend much time on that, but what's going on with the – I mean, that's
– We don't spend enough time, and that's the deal. I don't know if enough people care, but you've got the SEC Women's Tournament. I mean, it's coming this March, right? Or is it next March?
I'm trying to remember.
It's coming to Alltel, or, I mean, Verizon Arena. We still call it Alltel. It's coming to Verizon.
School.
I need to find out for sure and text you back when I know. But, you know, people need to – start talking that up. It would be great if Central Arkansas would support that event. You know, Tennessee's good again. The SEC tournament would be a great thing for the Central Arkansas people to get behind and show the support. But in Arkansas's case, I don't know how many people really care enough. I know you catch a lot of heat when the games are on in place of the playoffs. Which is, I mean, I know you have to do that, but I've seen your comments on Twitter. A lot of people would rather hear Peyton Manning and and the Broncos playing than another loss by the women. But
yeah.
if more people cared, probably there'd be more questions because they seem to be stuck down in that bottom third of the league. But they have a great player in Jessica Jackson.
Yes.
Who's from Jacksonville and is continuing to just pour in points and look pretty good. The only question I would have with the program that's never been answered is, and I know they like to hide behind, well, we can't comment on recruits. We can't talk about players we had, you know, we're recruiting or signed with other people, whatever. But I still want to know why they didn't recruit Scape last year from Hall. She was a fantastic player. She went to Rutgers, but she didn't pick Rutgers over to Arkansas. Arkansas didn't offer her.
Did they not offer because they felt like they didn't have a chance to get her?
No, okay. Not at all. And in fact, I mean, if you talk to the family, I think they were, I mean, they would have liked Arkansas to be in there and offering her. I don't know what the deal
bizarre.
Was.
Bizarre. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, she would be a big difference maker. I don't know
yeah.
why.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say.
They did recruit Jackson, he said, since she was in the eighth grade. Well, they certainly had to know how good Scape was.
Yeah.
That long, too.
Even I knew that, and I follow girls' high school basketball, not at all, basically. So,
you know, the same questions would be for men. I'd like to know why, although it was good to see Antoine Bell hit 3 3-pointers the other day and
yep.
Kind of get warmed up a little bit. Man, I mean, Dusty Hannes was sitting out there, you know.
Yeah.
Over there.
You know, I have a little harder.
Academy.
Yeah, I have a little harder time with that. Obviously, he dominated the competition he played against. Certainly, he could help this team. I would not argue against that. But I would also say you go to Texas Tech for a reason. And if all the top teams are beating down your door, you know, you don't go to Texas Tech. You go to Texas Tech because
well,
you don't have a
I
lot of other division.
I agree with you, but all the teams weren't beating Bell's door down at Memphis either. I mean, that was a guy that kind of took a AAU flyer on, but I don't think he was recruited by Memphis.
Yeah. The last time Nolan took an AAU flyer, he ended up with Pat Bradley, so it worked out well.
He sure did. He happened to see him go off, and it was a good call. And same thing with Blake Edens. And if you recall, when Arkansas won the SEC tournament in 2000, Blake's outside shooting, going along with, you know, what Joe Johnson was doing, and, man, see.
Whoever else was on that
blank.
Team.
Who's the oh Brandon Dean?
Brandon Dean, yeah.
Who was MVP of the tournament? Certainly, I mean that was a big key. I mean, no one had a real knack of finding a guy like a Pat Bradley, like a Lindsey Howell. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you go down the list that weren't necessarily heavily recruited guys, but could fill it up, could really
yeah.
shoot the ball, and probably the difference in this Arkansas team compared to Nolan's better teams is. Simply the ability to shoot the basketball.
I've watched Hannes play. I've seen him the last 2 years. I mean, he is very talented. There's no question. He works hard, and there's also no debate that he could help this team. I think that's an absolute guarantee that he could help this team win. I wouldn't argue
that
at all.
Who's that?
Hannes. Hannes could definitely help
yeah,
Arkansas
Hannes,
right now.
Sure. I mean, his father was a fantastic athlete, played baseball at the UA and in the pros, and Hannes the other night, if people didn't know it, I know you may have mentioned it the last week, but he hit, I mean, the same night Arkansas struggling to hit any threes at all, he hit 7 of 7 on the road at West Virginia. I mean, now I know who's got the tougher competition. They're telling me the Big 12, I mean, if you watched ESPN last night and listened to their experts, the Big 12 is the toughest league in the country. With 7 out of 10 teams likely to get NCAA bids, 70% of the conference.
Yep.
I mean, so that's the conference. And also, speaking of Little Rock players, I see that Aaron Ross is back somewhat healthy again and getting some playing time out there. And let's face it, they were a total wreck under Billy Gillespie out at Tech. And now I'd almost forgotten Tubby Smith got that job and is kind of rebuilding their fortunes, and you know, Dusty's playing on a well coached team. That's for
I guess
sure.
I've forgotten that as well. So
he got fired at Minnesota, and he resurfaces at Tech because they badly needed a coach after that whole Gillespie fiasco.
Yeah, I do love Tubby, so I'm glad to see they're doing well. A few numbers for tonight in case you're interested. Arkansas still leads the league in scoring. I guess if you took the SEC numbers specifically, it would not look the same way. But let's give some credit where it's due to Missouri. Missouri's number one in the league in free throw shooting at almost 72%. They are number three in field goal offense, 46%. Third in the conference in three-point shooting at 36%, although we see those numbers typically dip on the road. But you know what? Vastly underrated defensively, probably, Jim. It's a team that's second in the league in field goal percentage defense and second in the league in three-point percentage defense. So I will guess that Arkansas will have to work a little bit for its shots. And as we have seen, this is a team that does not do very well when it has to work for its shots. The question is going to be how much will Missouri turn it over. And the good news is they are 13th out of 14 in assist-to-turnover ratio. And among the bottom in the league in just turnover margin specifically. So hopefully this team will cough it up quite a bit. Arkansas can take advantage, get some easy buckets, because that's what it's going to take, I would assume.
Yeah, you would hope that eventually Michael Qualls refines his shot. I just don't like, and Rick Schaefer actually pointed this out too, that he watched him in pregame shooting, and the ball never came off his hand the same way in the pregame. But on the positive end of things, what else can you say? But Fred Gulley is hitting his college playing peak right now, and I'm really happy for him. If you remember, you know, he was a super player in high school, you know, for Fayetteville. Maybe a little smallish for, you know, a guard. I mean, it's hard for him to mix it up, although he's certainly doing that. And then scoring double digits last few games out. And also, it's good to see Ja'Cory Williams kind of figure out his role, still wants to put up that 15, 16-foot jump shot that I would imagine every fan, every Arkansas fan just cringes when he shoots that thing. But inside and on rebounds and fighting for rebounds and playing defense, he's certainly figuring out how to play basketball.
Did you hear the game? Did you hear the comments after the game? And I want to move on to recruiting, Jim, because obviously signing day is upon
us.
There
is some good things to talk about there. Yeah.
Good. The comment that killed me after the game is he said I had a talk with Coach Watkins this week, and he said I need to get down on the block. And I'm thinking, it took 16 or 18 games into the end of the season to tell you need to be on the block and not shooting jump shots. I'm thinking, how does that conversation not get had before that?
How about last year?
I'm thinking there's two things I'm going to beat in his head. That's one of the things I'm going to beat in his head. Then I'm going to go over and I'm going to make Rashad Madden watch those horrific decisions at the end of regulation, at the end of overtime in the last few games, and make him understand why those are terrible decisions. I mean, the guy's playing well. He's playing confident. He's doing a lot of good things. I even saw him share the ball a little bit against Auburn. But he is making horrific decisions, and if he can clean up some of that, he's certainly playing at a high level and could be, you know, really could be a huge help the next year. So, anyway, I'd like to see him get that fixed up. Okay, let's talk about recruiting. A lot of folks are keeping an eye on this. Sounds like Arkansas is nailing down recruits, and when you see that they're not beating out, you know, Division II schools and NAIA schools for guys, but no, you're beating out major conference schools, and including SEC schools like Auburn. It's pretty exciting when you talk about some of the people that are at least verbally committing at this point.
Well, they're going down into Florida with Randy Shannon, who obviously, as we talked about last week, tell more and more, obviously his role on the coaching staff is going to change probably at the end of this week, start of next week, right before
what do you mean?
Signing day.
And he's going to start coaching safeties, you mean?
He'll probably still be coaching linebackers, but I think he'll be making more money for sure. You know, he's bringing them in from Florida. I mean, we're not Arkansas is not beating Florida or Florida State or Miami necessarily head up for these guys. You can watch the films and see that guys like Cornelius Floyd, feedback that committed yesterday, is a tremendous football player. He is really a good football player, and it's obvious why Oklahoma was after him. You're probably going to get some arguments from some people who say, well, these guys aren't being recruited by Alabama or Georgia. You know, we're not beating those guys necessarily for a lot of these recruits. But then when you say, I mean, look at Oklahoma. I think they had enough talent probably they showed against Alabama to play in the SEC. And I think we know from watching the bowl games that there's a lot of good football players out there that don't necessarily end up in the SEC that come out of the state of Florida, Central Florida. In fact, had a lot of players. I wish somebody had a recruit for Arkansas back in, you know, back 4 or 5 years ago. I love the film I saw of this Randy Ramsey. He's a linebacker, defensive end from South Florida that committed to Arkansas on Monday. They got a kind of a project who has a lot of athletic ability, and Anthony Brown late last night. So that's three in one day. I think there were five total commitments, including a walk-on commitment. You know, things are picking up, but let's face it, they do want to fill these last few spots with, you know, what you would call difference makers.
Yeah.
Solomon Thomas out of the Dallas area would certainly be one of those. Arkansas and Stanford are trying to get him. They would love to land Kenny Young at a John Curtis High down in outside of New Orleans. He's a linebacker that probably is favoring Texas A&M, or I think he went to UCLA over the weekend. And, of course, LSU usually is in there, but LSU doesn't always have a lot of success recruiting from John Curtis High. And the head coach of that school is named John Curtis, in fact. He's the son of the school founder. He played at Arkansas as a walk-on back in the early 70s, I think, late 60s, early 70s. He's always helped Arkansas out. Tony Boo, I believe, played there in high school. And I certainly Arkansas has an ally in their corner, you know, for getting a player out of John Curtis, River Ridge, Louisiana. I don't know what else to tell you right now, Justin.
That's good. No, it sounds like things are going well.
You know, yeah, they're trying to you know, narrow down these. It always comes down to these last few days for the difference makers. And a wise recruiting guy told me a long time ago. He said your class is really based on how your last five signees. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
If you're just picking up guys that, I mean, don't hold it against me, but when you're beating Southland Conference teams maybe for players in your last five, you're not doing very well. Arkansas isn't doing that. I mean, Arkansas's beaten, not necessarily beating all the SEC schools for players, but I'll take a guy that turned down Ohio State and Texas and has you in the final two with Stanford, and I'll take a lineman out of Minnesota who either wants to stay home in Minnesota or could go to Florida State or may choose Arkansas on that. So
I promise
Ragnar.
I promise him he does not want to go to Minnesota. I know that for sure.
Well, somebody needs to tell him. His mom wants him to go, but stay home. Moms are like that. Get the mom. I'll tell you what, Arkansas's best recruiter, they were saying this past few days, has been Brian Wallace's mom. Brian Wallace is a four-star offensive lineman out of St. Louis that committed to Arkansas over Alabama, a bunch of other teams. He is probably the most high-profile recruit Arkansas's gotten in the last few weeks. His mother's been all over Twitter and everywhere else telling other recruits and their parents, we pick Suey.
I like that. Well, we need more of that. So,
hey, next week, Justin, I'm going to call in. But I just want to tell everybody who are listening in from the Heber Springs area that I'm going to be speaking to the Greer's Ferry Area Raceback Club about this signing class next Tuesday at noon. So y'all want to try to get tickets to that.
That sounds
not
good.
Not you, but
yeah.
Unless you want to come up. But,
well, I'll be on the air. But.
Could do a show from up there, maybe.
I know. We're going to be busy down to the wire. We got somebody coming back on the show next week, so we're going to be doing some production down the wire.
Well, he would love to come up there and play some golf, Red Apple.
Oh, I'm sure of that. That's a safe bet. Are you going to play them? Are you going to play while you're up there?
Oh, well, if it's 12 degrees next Tuesday, I'm probably not going to play anywhere.
Yeah, but if it's 17, maybe
fire,
you are.
But, I imagine next Tuesday, seriously, when that engagement's done. We're going to be focused on these last few hours of recruiting, and Sporting Life Arkansas will be live blogging the recruiting day. I'm sure you guys will be all over it as well on a Wednesday. February 5th.
And signing Dane the Rock, of course, too. Don't forget about that. LR
Razorbackclub.com
or First Security locations with tickets as well.
Moving this year. Yeah,
yep.
It's moving out to the Metroplex.
Yep, had a scheduling conflict. Hopefully they can get it back at Verizon next year, not that the Metroplex is ending.
Too. That was fantastic.
I agree. That was awesome. Jim, appreciate the time. Quick Super Bowl pick. Who do you like?
Denver by, I think they're going to win it by 10 or more.
Oh, wow. Okay. Whoa. I don't know if you're going to be right there. I just hope you're right about the Razorback game tonight. That would be the more important thing. And you said what officially, 5?
5.
Okay. Vegas number is 7. I will take a 1-point victory tonight. Anyone will be a good one. Jim,
it. If the line is 7, I would not take those.
You would not give 7
points in Missouri. Yeah, I would. I think Missouri will play them closer than that.
I agree with you. Jim, appreciate it. Follow Jim's work on SportingLiveArkansas.com. Razorback basketball, recruiting, all kinds of things to keep an eye on. So it'll be good times to be following Jim. And
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jim, always fun, man. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Okay, see you.
Thanks. All right, thanks to Jim Harris. Thanks for the recruiting update. Jim is